This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
And once again, good morning to you. John Lieberman pinch hitting for Brian this morning. Connecticut has ranked number 4 on the United Health Foundation state rankings for health. Each state's rank is figured out by a variety of different metrics, social, economic factors, physical environment, access to health care, health outcomes, and behavior. Connecticut ranked high on the list for having a low premature death rate, a low prevalence of non-medical drug use, a high amount of child immunizations, and a low prevalence of adults using vapes and e-cigarettes. I want to talk about all of this and so much more, and I want to bring in Dr. Kavin Mistry. He's a board-certified neuroradiologist and educator. He wrote a great book, Primal Health Design. Good morning, Dr. Mistry.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I want to get your take first on Connecticut ranking number 4 for health. Apparently, Connecticut has the second lowest rate in the country of adults using e-cigarettes.
And it is quite impressive. I think overall, people are realizing that true health comes from just returning back to our basics. And if we look at Connecticut and similar states, they're doing things that really match our primal biology. And I tell people that, for the new year, focus on big things, that really move the needle, like functional movements. People are now monitoring their sleep using all these trackers, which is a great thing. Some people are wearing those glucose control monitors, which is great. And all these things, they're monitoring basic biology, but are bringing people closer to their primal design.
Yeah, and you talk a lot, Doctor, about extending health span, not just lifespan. What do you mean by that?
So lifespan is our birthday candles, right? And health span is the quality of life and how long that extends into your life. And what we've seen is for most people in by their mid-50s, late-50s, their performance starts going down to a level where they're not able to do everything they were able to do. And health span is keeping that performance way up into your 80s and 90s so you can do everything that you're able to do.
So AI and brain imaging are rapidly advancing. You read about it every day. How are these imaging tools kind of changing what we can see and maybe prevent in terms of conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or the like?
John, the great news is that we are moving from this reactive medicine model where things happen and then we deal with it to a more of a proactive medicine model. And in radiology and in my world, we're seeing a lot of new tools using AI. One of them is called NeuroQuant. It's a test that we do at our hospital. And what it does is it looks at the areas of your brain and looks at the volume in those areas that have to do with memory. And what's interesting is that even before people start seeing symptoms, we can pick up changes that can tell us that, hey, you're going to have cognitive issues later on. So the exciting news is that the future of brain health is not really towards treatment alone, but that we are more now into early detection. And if we see a downward trend, we can definitely help you and guide you to do better.
So I have a question for you, because, you know, you look on social media and everybody has an opinion or a wellness trend, from biohacking to longevity supplements. I mean, how can our listeners kind of separate science-backed strategies from just hype? Because there's so much out there.
I totally agree, John. And I personally have four filters that I use that I think this would work well for most people. So number one, my main filter from my primal health perspective is that does that solution, what are they offering, match human biology, you know, or is it something really outside of that? Second is that, do they have any outcome data, right? You know, is there any research? Is there any proof to see, to show that it is actually working? And not just like few testimonials, but actual outcome data, right? Now, number three is, do they talk about the downsides? You know, is it all a positive, or do they also mention things to be cautious of? Because when they do, that means they've studied the thing and they can really guide you better. And the last thing I would say is that, you know, if you stop doing whatever they're saying, whatever that solution is, can you still be healthy? And what I mean by that, is it habit forming? Is this something that you get on and then you can't get off of it? And so if either any of these four is an issue, then I would stay away. It's probably marketing. So I think the real danger today is really confident misinformation, you know. Yep. And so if it sounds magical, you know, it's probably you should stay away.
Great advice. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. All right, doctor, I have about 30 seconds, but I want to ask you, we just started 2026, obviously. If you had to predict one major shift in the way that mainstream medicine will approach aging and preventive health this year, what do you think it'll be?
I think we're going to more move towards proactive medicine and tracking, giving people enough tools to pick up things early before the problem arises. And I think that's very exciting. So what I would say to people is approach 2026 in a method that you want to really extend your performance well into your 90s, and just plan that way and have that long-term vision. And I think you'll have a great year.
And I do want to say real quick, sometimes, you know, people have to bring this up to their doctors, right? Because they're not always, you know, the old school doctors aren't always urging people to think this way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, old school doctors are waiting for the problem to occur. Then they want to fix it. I'm telling people that don't wait for the problem. Be proactive and tell your doctor, hey, how can I preserve my brain into my 80s and 90s? Give me an approach. How can I preserve my muscle mass? And I think we have to, you know, be a promoter for ourselves and our health first. And so I think that's the approach people should take.
He is Dr. Kavin Mistry. His book, Primal Health Design, 7 Key Paradigms to Reverse Biological Age. You can check it out on Amazon or anywhere that you get books. It is a fascinating read and lots of good, powerful paradigms that you can actually put into place in that book. Doctor, thank you so much.
Be well, John. Happy New Year and all the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.